You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Steven.
And I'm Brett.
And we are
the Broadway Husbands.
We're just your all-American married couple making their living in the arts and pursuing a growing family. On the Broadway Husbands podcast, we offer advice from our ordinary lives under extraordinary circumstances.
We are living proof that you can love who you love and love what you do. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. And if you really love us, make sure you leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. Take a screenshot and tag us on Instagram at Broadway Husbands.
And don't forget to check out the Broadway Podcast Network. Go to bpn.fm/husbands to see all of the amazing Broadway-themed podcasts they have. We love you, Broadway Podcast Network.
Yes, BPN.
Well,
on today's episode, we are going to talk about a really fun getaway that we took over the Christmas holiday to the Hyatt Lost Pines Resort, which was in Bastrop, Texas, which is just outside of Austin, Texas, if you don't know where Bastrop, Texas is. And, you know, we had a really great getaway. We went to the resort and we stayed there for two nights. And it's about a probably two-hour drive, maybe a little bit longer than that, from Spring, Texas to Bastrop. And the resort is beautiful, on some beautiful land. And
so we drove there, but Stephen, you'd never really driven to Central Texas.
No, I had not.
So
I've been to Austin, but I flew there.
The whole drive, you were like, oh my gosh. Like, it's just like, cow fields everywhere.
Everywhere. Just cow fields, literally. That's all it is. But it's so beautiful. It's Texas, right? It's like really Texas.
And then you start seeing like more like cacti and like different kinds of plants like that. And then you hit... And also you drive through like fun little Western like towns on the way there. And then we hit the road to turn into Lost Pines. And it's like a good 2 miles like off the road through this winding with deer everywhere.
Hilly, like mountainous, not mountainous, but hilly. And there were deer. Yeah, there were deer everywhere. It was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just in the middle of nowhere.
But the resort has kind of this like craftsman style building, and we were lucky we were able to stay in a suite.
It was very nice.
Which was very nice, little porch, and all this outdoor stuff you can do. We had the option to either do, was it skeet shooting?
Skeet shooting, fishing.
Fishing, they have like a stocked pond you can fish in. There's horseback riding.
Oh, archery.
And archery.
Or horseback riding.
And we chose to do some horseback
riding. Horseback riding.
But as soon as we got there, we went straight to...
to the spa.
And it was really good. Like, we got massages.
We got massages that were actually phenomenal.
Like, probably the world... like, just world-class massages.
Yeah, I know. I was like... because you just never know. Sometimes when you go to, especially when you go to a spa, you just never know what kind of massage you're going to get. They could just like rub lots of oils all over you and be like, there you go.
Stephen's really picky about his massage.
Yeah. I mean, I want it to be good. I mean, like you usually are looking forward to it when you get to get a massage. And then if they start and it's like just not good pressure and like not good movement, you're like, this sucks.
Well, they were these two women that were just very good. Like if Steven's happy, you know it's a good massage.
It was excellent. And I was a little nervous also because they were like, oh, it's a 50-minute massage. I was like, 50 minutes?
That's not enough time.
That's not enough time. And it was actually, it was fantastic. It was awesome. It was just what I needed. And they have a really nice, you know, like hot tub. And we like hung out in there. And it was just super relaxing and just what we needed to get the trip started.
We did. And it was so nice. And it was We had to wear masks during the massages. You know, they were being very cautious. So you have to wear masks in any, shared spaces. But it wasn't really that crowded, which
there weren't very many people.
We didn't see a lot of people.
And then, you know, we had lunch at the restaurant in the resort after we got our massages, which was good. You know, it wasn't nothing too out of the ordinary. I think I had a cheeseburger.
I had like a pulled pork sandwich.
That was, you know, both of them were very, very tasty. Good. We had guacamole.
We sat outside.
I mean, the weather was gorgeous. It was like 75, 80 the whole time we were there.
Yeah this is
in
Texas.
December.
In December.
At Christmas. It was so nice.
This was the week of Christmas.
Of Christmas. Yeah, it was beautiful. The weather was beautiful. And so then what happened?
Well, and I will say this, like, I want to say this too, just as a gay couple, I never felt awkward at any time anywhere.
No, yeah, I didn't.
I felt very welcome, very comfortable.
Well, only when that one guy, and when we were by the hot tub, there was a man there who came out and was just buck naked.
On his laptop.
And he was like on his laptop by the hot tub. I was like, what's happening? That was the only time I felt uncomfortable, but not because...
Not because of us. That was just like weird.
What's happening?
like, good for you, dude. And then I think he's just used to nobody being there, so he just doesn't care. But anyway, we ended up then doing what? After we ate?
I'm not sure. What did we do?
Did you take a nap?
The first day I might have taken
You were passed out.
I might have taken
you were
a
tired.
Little, yeah, I might have taken a little nap. The drive definitely wore me out. And then I think
we drove to the town.
We drove to Bastrop. Which was so cute.
Which is exactly like you picture, like it's kind of like a main street, but then you add this kind of Western spin to it, right?
And there were Christmas lights everywhere.
And then there's a river there. And if you look at our Instagram, we took a photo by this Christmas tree with this bridge behind us. And that was like, that whole river walk was decorated with lights. And you could, they had like the 12 days of Christmas and we went and walked that at night. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Took some cute pictures.
It was very nice. And then we ended up eating at a restaurant right there, which was called Neighbors.
Yeah.
And, it was very nice. And we got to sit outside, which was good because it was super easy to obviously social distance and feel
safe.
Because there weren't that many people there, and B, we were outside. And it was warm enough. Like, I don't even know that I had a jacket on. I might have had, like, a long sleeve shirt on. But it was, you know, that's the nice thing about being in Texas is that the weather just stays pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
And then was that the night where we
had s'mores?
Watch the star?
No, it was the next night.
Oh, it was the next night. Okay. So then we went back and
they have these fire pits outside and they give you free s'more kits. So we went and made s'mores and sat outside. Went to bed. And the next day, this was really cool. All within like 30, 45 minutes of where we were staying were all these towns where they shot some like of our favorite movies. So
the first place we went to is in Bastrop, and it's called, I think it's just called the Gas Station. And it's the gas station where the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre was filmed. And it's still in great condition. And the only thing that's missing is the golf sign and the gas pumps. But it looks exactly the same.
It's crazy. It looks just like it.
Well, because it is it.
Yeah.
And they sell barbecue there, which is really funny. And then on the inside, there's a gift shop. And they sell just all kinds of horror memorabilia, which is really fun.
We bought some shirts.
We were able to buy some fun t-shirts. And then they also have this really fun thing out back where you can rent cabins, like little cabins for the night and actually spend the night there.
They actually had the same model van that
same
they had.
Same model and year van as...
From the film. So that's like parked out there. It's super creepy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine at night being over there.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. That's how we started our morning.
Yeah.
And then we drove on like about 45 minutes through all these just fields of nothingness. Yeah. Just like
we're really in the middle of nowhere.
Flat Texas fields. To Lockhart, Texas.
Mm-hmm. And what movie was filmed there?
My favorite movie ever, Waiting for Guffman, was filmed there. Most, you know, it takes place in Blaine, Missouri, but they shot it in Lockhart. And literally right there in the town square, right where we parked, all of the movie locations are there.
Literally. Just like right in a little square.
Corky's apartment, the town square that they always talk about doing like the Red, White, and Blaine thing. And then... the Dairy Queen, where Parker
right
Posey
down the road.
Worked.
Yeah.
The library, like all those places were like the right there.
The real estate office, yes. Like all of it. It's just all right there.
I was so excited because
we didn't
I
have to walk far. I was like, oh, there movie. It is. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
But then it actually ended up being a really cute town,
super
too.
Super cute.
We stopped and had lunch at this great coffee place. And then we, went shopping at this like ranchware place and got some cool belt buckles
and t-shirts. And it was just really, it was a cute place.
So that was really cool. And then we drove a little bit like closer to Bastrop, back to where we were staying, to a town called Smithville.
Yeah.
Which is where they shot
Hope Floats.
And
which I had never seen at that point.
I am such a Sandra Bullock fan that I was super excited to see that town. And then we took some photos there.
Yes, we did.
And the weather again was beautiful. And it's not quite as happening as Bastrop. Like it doesn't seem to be as much going on there.
Yeah. I mean, it was also like right before Christmas and COVID. So yeah. I think those two things just kind
Bastrop of. Bastrop seemed to be like. Buzzing.
It was buzzing when we were there.
Smithville seemed a little quieter, but cute photo ops. And so then we went back to the resort and we did our horseback riding.
And it was really fun. It's so funny. I always get nervous before a horseback ride, but then we got there to where the horses were. And as soon as I saw the horses, I was like, oh, these horses are so sweet. And they were very calm and really nice horses. And we rode for probably like an hour, and it was a group probably of like maybe six of us, and it was really beautiful.
It was really nice. And
yeah, I didn't actually want it to end. Usually I'm like, get me off this horse. And this time I was like, oh, this is so fun.
Yeah, because it was just so pretty there and quiet. And and so then when we finished that, we relaxed,
and then we went out and waited for the sun to set to find the Christmas star,
the two planets that met.
Yeah.
And it was the perfect place to see it because it was just so dark and flat. And we watched the sunset and waited for that star to appear. And it was really cool.
It was really nice.
It was such a nice way to make the best of this time. So I think if anything...
And then we went and ate at another restaurant
called Leo's
in Bastrop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Italian place. It was very good.
Yeah.
And all these places were doing COVID protocol. It felt very safe. But I guess if anything, I would encourage you, you know, if you're in quarantine, go explore like a couple hours away from you. Go, you know, especially hotels and stuff. They're not that booked up because of everything. So, you know, they're doing a lot of great things to abide by protocol and make people safe. And we felt incredibly safe.
Yeah.
And there
just really weren't that many people there. I mean, we saw like two families and that was it.
But it was cool to like explore all these movie sites, and we could be outside and kind of avoid people, and it was perfect.
It was perfect.
The next morning we got up, we drove to Austin, which was only 30 minutes away.
But on our way there, or was that on the way back?
It was on the way back.
It was on the way back.
We had lunch with my cousin who lives there. He's Austin. Awesome. Shout out to Paul, who's actually working at a homeless shelter there and doing some amazing work to help the homeless community in Austin. But we drove then to Pflugerville.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also stopped at the Driscoll Hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We took some photos at the Driscoll, which is this cool, beautiful old hotel downtown Austin. It's the oldest hotel, I guess, in Austin. It's apparently haunted. So we did some photos there. In fact, the photo we took there in front of the Christmas tree, I think, is our most liked photo ever.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And Brett seems to think it's because my arm is like around his neck.
I think it
in
is.
Front.
Yeah.
Like,
I really do.
You're being ridiculous.
So then we drove to Pflugerville and we found the house where they shot The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Yeah, it was super cool. It was, you know, kind of far up the road and like gated off, so you couldn't actually drive up to it.
That was a bummer.
But we got pretty close.
Yeah.
And then we drove around to like get back onto the main road, and we were on all of these back roads where like there were just cornfields, and apparently they filmed like Children of the Corn 4 somewhere. And there was also like a really spooky farmhouse that was in one of the other Texas Chainsaw Remake movies. And there was a car that kept following us.
Steven was so
every turn we made, it would make. And I was like, oh, God. And I honestly thought we were going to end up never getting out of there.
How do you feel about traveling during this time? Does it make you nervous?
Well, the only traveling that we've done has been all driving. So that feels fine to me because we can control that a little bit. Like the only thing that we do when we drive is stop it to get gas, and we have a destination. So once you get to the destination, everyone's abiding by COVID restrictions or safety protocols. So yeah, I mean, I think if I had to fly, I don't think I would feel
as comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that day will come at some point, but I don't know when. But yeah, I don't know that I would feel, because I haven't flown now since we haven't flown since March, right when it all happened.
Yeah.
And that even when we flew home from that trip, there was a guy sitting next to us who was like right when all of...
Oh, he had like a hazmat
suit. He already had like a hazmat suit on, and we were just like, oh, God. Like it was... But we were fine. But, you know, I feel like now in the pandemic, it's like a lot easier to probably get COVID than it was in March.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because probably a lot more, obviously not probably. Actually, it's true. A lot more people have it now than they did then. And I actually feel very safe traveling, as long as it's driving and you're not going someplace where you know, where you just have no idea what's going to be, you know. What about you? Do you feel safe traveling?
I feel guilty. You know what I mean?
Driving.
I know, but I feel guilty because I know like not everyone has the ability to do that.
Yeah.
Plus I feel like it's just a weird time. I think that no matter what, I would feel weird because it's just a weird time.
Yeah. Know? I mean, I guess it's not that I felt unsafe, but now that you say it, there were a lot of times like we went into some place. The coffee place in Lockhart, and like literally no one was there. And all of those places, there was nobody in there.
Yeah.
So that felt really weird because it was, like we said, like 2 days before Christmas. So you would think
people would be shopping.
There would be people out and about. I don't know. It just felt ghost towny.
That's why I actually felt good to be like giving
money,
patronship to like these people. But I actually felt great in Lockhart. I actually could picture us like living there because it was super friendly, and it seemed pretty progressive because it's so close to Austin.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we've been kind of living in like a little bit of a bubble, as I think most people are.
So when we get out of the bubble,
when you leave, it's just like, what's happening? Oh gosh. And you know, to then come back to this bubble, I mean, you would literally just go to work, come back,
and that's it.
And we maybe go to the grocery store and we maybe get gas. That's like, and then we'll go see my parents, who are, you know, we've been kind of in a pod with. So I don't know. I feel like I was feeling pretty optimistic about everything until this last week.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
Christmas time this year felt really, really magical, I will say. And doing this little getaway made it feel really, really magical. And the hope of the new year everything is still going to be brighter and better. It was just a really rough week.
It was just a challenging week.
It was a challenging week here in the US.
And the first, like the second week of 2021. So, you know, we're just trying as hard as we can to stay optimistic. And I hope you are too. Just want to encourage you to keep holding on to the positive.
The positive,
as much as you can.
Your faith. And, you know, and I guess this is probably like advice for myself is probably don't seek things out that you know like are gonna upset you. Like maybe check in with the news. I mean, this is something that we had to do in the beginning of quarantine. Like we would have to only watch the news maybe in the afternoon for like 20 minutes and then that was it. We were like, okay, that's it. We can't watch the news anymore. And I feel like this week I've been like, I can't stop watching and like, you know, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with everything. And I think I need to step away. But then,
And I think that it's very anxiety producing. So it's already an anxiety producing time.
I don't have any anxiety.
Yeah, right.
What are you talking about?
Oh, please.
I'm so relaxed.
Oh my God.
It's true. Tell them.
Steven is so relaxed.
Oh my God.
But we are taking another road trip next week.
Yes, we are. And where are we going?
We are going to Fayetteville, Arkansas.
What's in Fayetteville, Arkansas?
The Walton Arts Center, which is like the touring house there, has asked me to come perform my cabaret show, Charming,
What's
A Tale of an American
Prince.
So I had to dust off my vocal cords and go do a show next weekend, and you're going to drive up with me.
I'm going to be his chaperone and bodyguard and driver. And
that I'm much more nervous about than...
Why?
Well, I haven't sung
I thought you meant like the traveling. I'm like, why? You're going to make me drive the whole time.
I did a press interview yesterday. I think I did a couple. I've already done a couple of interviews for it. And I'm like, oh, this is really happening. There might actually be people there. You know what I mean?
And there will be. I'll be there.
Oh, God. I hope they like it.
I'll be there.
That they are moved or entertained or don't walk out. You know?
They'll be so entertained.
You think so?
Yeah, they're going to love it. It's such a good show and story, and it's really fun. All the music's really fun. And his accompanist is amazing. Tracy Stark is coming.
Yeah.
And
so they're doing a thing for COVID where I have to be 12 feet from at least 12 feet from the edge
of the stage.
Uh-huh.
Oh wow.
So I can't be any closer than that. Okay. And then The audience has to wear masks, and of course they're only allowing like 200 people in, and it's a 1500 seat theater. So it's gonna look pretty empty, I think.
Yeah.
And I also keep thinking 1500 seats, I'm gonna have to really play a little bit bigger than I'm used to. It's an intimate show, but
yeah, but usually you perform it at an intimate kind of place,
right? So that's another adventure. I was kind of hoping we'd have time to like go to Hot Springs, Arkansas or something like that, but we're not gonna have time.
No, we gotta get
back. You gotta get back to teach.
Yeah.
So we're going on another adventure next weekend. Adventures are not over.
Yeah.
But I just wanna, I hope that while you're listening to this podcast, if you're not in Texas, do a little research and find like a resort near you, you know.
Maybe an hour away, two hours away.
They're offering great rates right now.
You could go and like spend the night,
break up your little your thing a little bit. If it helped us a lot just to let go and relax a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And really a lot of these hotels, I mean, of course do your research, but this hotel specifically was doing some great things, you know, to make sure everyone was safe.
Yeah, so I didn't feel at all like we were putting ourselves in high risk situations.
Yeah. And we want to wish you all a happy new year still.
Happy new year.
We are sending so much love and energy out to you all during this time.
Keep going. Yes, because no one, just don't let anyone dim your light. Don't let them do it. They're going to try. Oh, they're trying already. They're trying real hard. Aren't they?
Yeah.
God.
They really are.
It's killing me.
They really are.
Yeah.
All right, and thank you for listening to the Broadway Husbands podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, and it would really help us out if you'd leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on.
Don't forget to check out Broadway Life Apparel and our new designs that are released every month.
On this podcast, we encourage you to
love who you love
and love what you do.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.